This interview with Dr. Sohrab Rava of the Sharif University of Technology is about astronomy in Iran. For the full show, go to jodcast.net.
I'm standing with Dr. Rawar from Sharif University of Technology from Iran. Can you tell us a little bit about astronomy in Iran?
Astronomy has the old tradition in Iran. I mean, since 1,000 years ago, we had a great astronomer in Iran. In the last two centuries, we had almost nothing. About 20 years, since 20 years, astronomers started to grow again in Iran.
Is there a specific reason for that? A reason why it started growing the last 20 years?
In all the science, like the other fields of the science, astronomy also started to grow. And at the present time, we have not enough astronomers. It has about 50 person, but we expect it's growing. The number is growing. We have two observatories, with small telescopes. But we expect to have a big telescope, 2-meter telescope, in 5 or 6 years.
So where are these telescopes located?
One of them is in the south, University of Shiraz, and the other one belongs to the University of Tabriz in the northwest.
So there are plans for making a new telescope in Iran?
Yes, the plan is to have a 2-meter telescope in 5 or 6 years.
It'll be an optical telescope?
Yes, it's optical telescope, yes.
What kind of research are people going to do with that?
It's not decided yet, but maybe we use it for various researches, from the stellar physics to the cosmology and the galaxy physics.
So what specific kind of research are astronomers in Iran working at the moment?
We can divide it into two categories of stellar astrophysics and cosmology. In the stellar astrophysics, mainly they are working variable stars, binary stars. They're doing observation and also in theory. But in the cosmology, people mainly doing theoretical cosmology. In fact, observation right now, but we use the data also, but mainly working the theoretical cosmology.
Do you find it difficult to travel to different countries these days?
Not too much. We should, except United States.
It's difficult to get a visa for the United States, I imagine.
Yeah, because we don't have embassy. There is no embassy, and we have to travel outside the country and to get visa. But for Europe, there's no problem.
That's good to hear. Thank you very much.